Welcome to Dialed.org, everyone. My name is Irv Katz. I'm very excited to be back after a one-week hiatus, which is our typical hiatus between shows. I'm joined by a very fine cast tonight of Dork Almighty, Matt Minar.
Dark Matter exists.
Dark Matter exists indeed. The nicknameless Russ Miller.
I thought we'd already begun. I was told we'd already started.
Yes, we have started already. And we are very proud to welcome back Dewey the Answer Man, Drew Ivan.
Hi.
Welcome back, Dewey. And I would just like to say that I, for one, am thrilled that we might actually have show notes.
Could we,
Yes.
And I want to apologize.
We should also welcome the big black thing in the corner.
Oh, yes.
That would be
the monolith.
That would be my,
It does look very 2001 Space Odyssey.
It's full of stars.
Yeah. Yeah. Who's my piece of flare?
That's Matt.
Yeah, it's usually me that's way up there.
It's
high.
Really okay. I'm not worried about it at all. That's my new piece of flair that isn't really working yet.
My God,
we'll talk about it.
It's full of stars.
Yes, it is the monolith. The monolith.
My God, it's...
In fact, I think that's what I'm going to name it on my network. Monolith.
All right.
Monolith.
I get a 20% royalty fee for naming.
Yeah, 20% of every dime earned off that sucker.
Monolith.
Monolith.
Monolith. Monolith. Monolith.
You got trouble with the capital
monolith.
B.
Monolith.
Rhymes with T, and that stands for
Wait.
If that's
I'm
the monolith,
sorry, Dave,
then
but I can't load the drivers for your SATA RAID adapter.
But of course, if that's the monolith, that makes us a bunch of Neanderthals kind of just clubbing around it.
And this is news?
You gonna
speak for thyself, sub-creature.
Matt, are you going to throw your bone in the air?
Yes.
Anyway, so I've got about 10 pieces. Yoko, you're
put
here.
Put your bone in the air, Yoko, like you just don't care.
Yoko, you're here, you're queer, grab a microphone.
And a beer.
You're here, you're queer, grab a beer and a microphone.
You gotta be third trimester. You can't have a beer.
She's third trimester.
Yeah. So I'm on a mission here.
She's on a mission, you better just listen.
I'm on a mission.
She's doing something sufficiently dorky.
Well, she's laying carpet tile?
That's, and...
If I catch you munching on carpet tile, what does that mean?
That's hot.
She likes her carpet tile well trimmed.
Who don't?
And all weather. All right, look. The point is that we've got pieces of flair, we've got free software, we've got a Tim Wurzel...
We are replete with show today.
Yeah, we got a Tim Wurzel bare metal question of the week. We've got...
we have brownies.
We got Dewey made these Kalua...
So who knows what the hell's in
them. Kalua inflected brownies.
Inflected?
Concocted.
Kalua shroom brownies.
Oh, God. Please, don't. I really don't want a shroom. Okay, and...
Did I forget to mention that?
There's also an in-law question of the week, apparently. And maybe, just maybe, in the middle of the show, if he remembers, we'll get Shane's YouTube clip of the week.
Sweet.
Or the Tech for Life YouTube clip of the week. Or Shane's Tech for Life YouTube clip of the week.
Word to your mother.
We probably...
Clip of the week! Can we come up with a theme song at all?
Actually, I do have a clip of the week on YouTube. Why don't we just jump right to that as I go to YouTube right now.
Does it have Fat Albert in it?
It does not.
Well, then we can't play it.
Do you have Prince Albert?
Boom,
we can.
Boom,
what?
Boom, boom,
okay,
boom,
the way we're going to do YouTube clips is we're not going to do a Tiny Earl... And we're not going to try to actually read the stupid YouTube URL, which has capital Y, lowercase g,
four
exclamation point, lowercase g, we're not doing that.
Just read the
search, man.
We'll give you the search string, and then we'll tell you which one in the search, which one in the results that it is.
I went crazy on YouTube this week. I posted
the
anchor
search string in YouTube is bottle rocket
a bottle of
rectum.
Beer. A bottle.
No. Bottle rocket rectum.
That just sounds like a.
I will not be following that link.
You should only get one result, and the
you should get none.
The description is: stupid guy attempts to launch bottle rocket from ass, and it is actually
rectum.
Very
nearly
humorous.
Killed
very
him.
Funny.
But
in fact, it did.
Did
okay,
did we leave two normal of lives as kids or something?
Look, we didn't have. We didn't have ready access to video cameras. Video cameras
we still
were
don't.
I actually...
you have one, but now...
Now here's the thing. I had one when I was in high school. I had a VHS-C, also known as VHS Compact,
yes,
which was a little tape that could do about 20 or 30 minutes, and then you'd get an adapter that would stretch it across a regulation size,
an Olympic standard,
regulation size VHS, you know, tape,
international play
tape device. This little device had a little
VCR
arm, little arm that would grab the tape and
stretch it.
See, wait. See, I'm telling you, this
you classified as a launch
bottle rocket and rectum.
It's under H.
Bottle rocket rectum at YouTube.
All right.
No, anyway, I had this VHS-C tape recorder. Okay, that was all in Japanese. My good friends stole it from a neighbor's garage, and they never figured out how to make it work. I figured out how to make it work. I got tapes for it, and I began using it. And I recorded some really just dumb stuff like, my friend Josh Weiss and I did toilet. Remember Bicycle Repairman from Monty Python? Mm-hmm. How everybody's a Superman in this world, but Bicycle Repairman's like the superhero. He's like the ordinary guy. Well, we did Toilet Repairman, and he was a hero, and he had a plunger for a weapon, and
he resembled a Dalek.
It was good times. It was really good times. And anyway, no, the thing about the VHS-C, which was so cool, is you put it in this adapter, and a little arm grabbed it. It was the size of a VHS tape, this adapter. And you
cannot
put a little arm would
cool.
grab the tape and stretch it across, and then you could actually play it right in a VCR, so that was really neat.
It's wonderful.
But we didn't have video cameras back then, and we certainly, even if we did, we had no way to distribute what we recorded other than to just show it to our friends, but you couldn't. There was no YouTube. There was no internet. The World Wide Web.
That's impossible.
There wasn't.
I believe you. I'm just
always
sitting here calmly.
Always will.
I didn't even know what FTP was
the
until I got to college.
And very salient
kind of
impact
paper.
Of the internet on the lives of kids today. I mean, you wouldn't have a Star Wars kid with no internet.
Well, you would. He just...
He would only be...
Well, he would have been in
still
high
have
school.
Exactly. Everywhere he went.
Still have a Canadian loser
life.
Named Ghislaine.
Do you know where that they sued the kids?
Yeah.
And they won.
I think they settled or $100,000 or something.
Nuts.
Good for him.
Canadian law.
Good for him. Anyway, so thank you very much, Shane, for Bottle Rocket Rectum. Appreciate that very much. Now, Matt, speaking of rectum, you wanted to talk about dark matter?
Yes, we did.
Okay.
It wasn't just me that wanted to
talk about
it.
Tell us about the discovery of dark matter in your rectum.
Well, it came about shortly after having those atomic wings from Quaker Steak and Lube, and the celery. You know what? I've determined that you do that. The celery really firms things up and really achieves the critical mass that dark matter needs.
Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely.
I didn't know that.
Anyway, so the story was on Slashdot, and since we plagiarize from there all the time. I figured I might
this
as well do that,
this is good journalism, too. Just taking things from Fark and Slashdot. That's journalism these
days.
Dude,
it's in Google News.
It's in everything.
What does Google News do but link to other
news
sources?
Yeah.
It's just
we're
an aggregator.
Aggregators.
We're aggregators.
Anyway,
the
discovery wasn't so much of dark matter.
Other hators. I'm a player hator.
Don't hate the player, hate the game.
He's a... Something Irish hater and a public masturbator. You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Stinking drunk, hard drinking Lincoln from Icebox. Icebox.com.
I haven't been there in a year.
I don't think it exists anymore.
Oh, all right. So anyway.
Tell us about
we'll summarize.
Dr. J isn't here. Should we call Dr. J?
No, we shouldn't call Dr. J. He's probably at home playing WoW, and we don't want to interrupt that.
Bullshit.
Yeah, give him a call. While you're calling him, I bought my first thing off of Woot.
What did you buy? I bought
this week. On that day that Russ Miller sent out the link that said, there's a Woot off! I said, oh, I'll go look. And lo and behold, when I popped the page up, they had a four-pack of wine for sale for $50, and I was like, booyah, baby.
You just go to wine.woot.com.
I only discovered wine.woot.com after Russ's link to the Woot off.
Went all day long.
I got the Chardonnay.
It was nearly 2 days.
Yeah, they kept having new stuff all the time with those little sirens.
Did you get it too?
I got the Syrah.
Oh, you got all right. Well, I got the Chardonnay.
Paso Robles Syrah 2003 McCrosty.
Actually, the Paso Robles is good stuff.
Yeah, that's where I got it.
Yeah,
my girlfriend's a big fan of the Paso Robles region.
I've never had the this abandoned Chardonnay, but I think it might be pretty good. So we'll have to get together and
to see how long it takes to get to Ohio. There was an interesting list of states that were allowed to...
I loved that list.
Get wine shipped to them,
yeah.
Which did not include all of them. And then there was a list inside that list of states where it would take an assload of time, like Massachusetts for some reason.
Why does it take extra time?
Customs? I don't know.
Yeah, customs?
Some mores as well.
Well, there were huge like regulations a while ago about the shipment of liquor and, you know, alcohol interstate.
Didn't we get rid of that problem when we banished the Articles of Confederation?
Well, we tried to, but...
Articles of Confederation? What, interstate commerce or whatever?
Yeah.
And quite honestly...
I'm pretty sure during in the Federalist Papers, there was a mention of wine.woot.com.
Mm.
I think they were, on, and they were published on VHSC format.
Well, I'll tell you what, you should give it up for the Ohio wineries because they're the ones who successfully lobbied for Ohio to accept shipments and be able to ship alcohol out of the state.
Yeah,
it did
yeah.
not used to be that way.
The Ohio wineries did that?
Well,
oh, so
they
ship wine?
Yeah, exactly.
Ohio, Ohio wine taxes are some of the highest in the,
in the nation.
What does Ohio care if we ship it out?
No. Well, for wine coming in.
Yeah, but
right, but they lobbied both.
Oh, okay.
You know, why they are for the industry to grow and, you know, mature and for Ohio to be a player in that industry.
So couldn't they do just crappy white wine then and leave me alone with my reds?
You know, that is kind of... I mean, Ohio doesn't make decent red wine, really.
No, they cannot.
But a friend of mine's getting me some blueberry wine, which he swears tastes like a good Cabernet.
Sweet cherry.
So I don't know. Anyway...
So
the Dark okay. Matter article wasn't a proof of dark matter. It was a observed condition that supports the hypothesis that there is dark matter.
So this is one of those things where it's like the only way we can explain this
is with
this
dark matter.
Situation is through the existence of
dark matter.
Dark matter.
Yes.
And so now, if somebody can find a condition in which, well, what is dark matter?
We don't know. Basically, dark just means it's stuff we don't know.
Yeah, it doesn't.
Can't see
it. It doesn't emit light. It's not affected by the normal forces of the universe, except for gravity.
Gravity's the weakest of the four forces.
Well, I'm just regurgitating.
It's got its tendrils
into
everything.
Got its claws in dark matter.
It's into all kinds of stuff. You know?
But it's the weakest of the four.
Money lending.
That's all I know.
Motion.
Still, it moves planets.
It moved me emotionally. Gravity did.
Gravity did?
Yeah. So.
Earth, you're my density.
So, in other words, this is just another one of those things where, can you make a buck off of dark matter?
Well, there's a company in Ireland that's claiming free energy made from dark matter, so I suppose you can.
How does
free
that
as
work?
In speech? Or free as in beer?
Free as in both.
Free as in free. What does that mean?
It's bullshit.
It's bullshit.
I didn't read past the headlines.
Yes.
Patently bullshit.
Fine.
Yeah, that was also on Slashdot. And it's I'm making a snide remark. You're just missing it.
I don't get it.
I understand that. I'm not going to explain it to you either.
I don't get it.
Anyway, so Woot was really cool. The interface was simple.
Oh yeah, it's super easy.
And you know, they sent my tracking thing. It's supposed to come here this week. So
sweetness.
Yeah.
Now, so Woot had a Woot off earlier in the week. Earlier last when how was it?
It lasted a while cuz
well,
I kept going back
had a
there
bunch
and
of crap.
It
was last Thursday and Friday.
It was 48 hours.
I really wanted to buy a couple
usually
of
usually it's a lot crappier stuff and cheaper and it goes quicker.
Yeah.
They had a lot of
I really
like,
wanted
golf
to buy
clubs and stuff.
I have what?
There were golf clubs and wine and stuff that the little gamer kids had nothing to do with.
I got some wireless USB thingers.
Nice.
What were those?
Thingers.
Wireless.
Like
USB.
Regular
fingers.
802.11g
yes.
USB.
Yeah, it goes in your
and
USB
he broke
port.
Woot in order to purchase them.
Yeah, it was acting weird when I bought it, so I don't know.
All right, guys, I'm going in.
You having another one?
No, it's my first one.
Oh, they're good.
Oh, okay.
Good. Is it like a punch in the mouth with a chocolate fist?
I'll let you know in a moment.
Do you guys see that
I wouldn't say it's a mouth.
They're looking like there might be an eBay seller rebellion. Did you see that?
Mm-hmm.
Seller like C-E-L-L-A-R?
Like... S-E-L-L-E-R.
Oh.
Like, sellers on eBay are saying, like, what used to take 2 days, or 2 postings to sell now takes 4, and they're blaming the leadership of eBay, and they want turnover.
How can that affect a thing?
They said maybe eBay's lost their focus, fucking around with Skype or whatever.
Yeah, but what's that have to do with people going there and buying shit? That's really, really...
It's not a show unless my phone goes off.
Is that what that is?
Yes.
Don't look at it.
The Toccata and Fugue by...
Easy Language.
I can't remember who the hell did that. Damn it, I should
Family Broadcast.
Bach.
I don't know if it was Bach. It might have been Bach. Do you know, Russ?
Yeah, I have no idea.
Well, Bach did do a Toccata and Fugue, but I don't know if that's
it. You guys watched
the music from the game Gyrus?
Yeah.
Is part of it is Bach, Toccata and Fugue.
Okay.
Is anyone going to go see the Debussy?
No, no one's going to see that shit
at Blossom.
Nobody here is 60.
Oh, damn.
Wow. Shit. You know, Debussy, Claude
Pod,
Debussy,
yes.
did do some really lovely shit, though. Did you see Ocean's 12?
If anything about that is going to refer
to Ocean's 11,
as nice.
Excuse me. Ocean's 11.
Yes, I did see that film.
Do you remember at the end when they've pulled off the heist and they're
all... pull it off? Spoiler alert.
Shit.
Put that in the...
Sorry. They pull off the heist. And they're standing there looking at the fountains of the Bellagio. And they're just kind of contemplating what they've just accomplished. And they're all kind of just feeling real good about themselves.
Yeah, the they're watching
in the
fountains.
Back, there's a beautiful string...
It's the music with the fountains.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. It's not the music. It's the music in the movie. It's not the music from the fountains. I don't know if it is the music.
It is the music with the fountains.
Well, God damn it.
Haven't you been to Vegas?
Yeah, but I don't know.
You can hear the music from everywhere.
Jesus.
Okay, well, anyway, that was Debussy.
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 John Big.
That was Claude the Pussy. What'd you say?
I was just thinking Adventures of
John
Big Banzai. Buckaroo Banzai.
That's a great film.
Banzai in the, what is it?
John Big Boutte.
Beyond the
Is it Beyond, isn't it?
Is that like one of the great nerd movies of all time or something?
Oh, my God.
Absolutely.
It's a classic.
So you guys want to hear some about my pieces of flair? The monolith that you're staring at there?
Is that the only piece of flair, or
well,
is
no.
there flair inside
There's
it, too?
There's flair inside of it.
Oh, okay.
There is a... let's see if I can... well, this is the ultra-luminous case. This is a mid-priced case. I think it's a tower case. Maybe it's a mid-tower case.
No, that's a full tower.
That's a tower case.
Mm-hmm.
There's room inside for 5 screwless...
midgets.
Well, they're not really screwless, because you got to screw the harness on.
Screw-free.
You know, 5...
Screwish?
You know...
screwish midgets.
5...
Funny, they don't look screwish.
Yeah. 5 quote-unquote screwless...
nerds?
You know, drive bay things. Plus 2 3.5-inch bays and, like, 5... or whatever the hell those things are. 5
We're
and a quarter
We're lost in the
inch.
Specs. Send the link.
Eh, whatever. It's the ultra-luminous case. It does have some cool things, like a removable motherboard plate. So you
tray.
Tray. Thing.
Tray removable.
So you can take the motherboard out kind of easily without unscrewing it from the box. Or from the chassis. It's got...
nothing handier than that.
Like
that.
Yeah, because
count
you change your motherboard,
I've
you know. Yeah,
walked around with my motherboard. And
yeah, well, anyway, I liked it. So I bought it, and it had a rebate.
So wait a minute. So, according to the box over here, that looks like it has an acrylic window, does it not?
It does. That's
so
the other
you
stock.
Can't buy anything cool these days.
It's like
special
over there.
That isn't
Can you see it over
tricked
there?
Out for modders. And
go
I don't want any of that garbage.
Yeah, okay.
It does have the acrylic window.
Garbage.
It has the, well, I got 2 Cooler Master 120 millimeter fans for the front and the back. They were only
two total.
No wonder.
They're only $9 each. And they have a cool LED light in them. And that's what happened?
I got a rise out of Yoko.
Yeah, Cooler Master. And inside is this Enermax.
Call it inside.
400 watt dual PCI Express entry level power supply, which is also a shiny black, which is nice.
Yeah, and it's going to look great on top of your workbench.
Yeah.
you should have went for a slightly quieter model.
This isn't bad. It's stable and reliable. According to the box.
You have no clue.
Yeah. I'm not really much of a hardware guy. I got this this ASRock Conroe X-Fire E-SATA 2 motherboard. Let's see. Worldwide first 945p motherboard.
Nobody cares
blah, blah,
about
blah,
this
blah.
Shit. He's got a really cool machine that he's trying to put together.
It's
all right, what's
it's
next?
It's got RAID 5.
No, it doesn't. It's got RAID nothing right now.
It's got RAID nothing at the moment.
Why don't you talk to us about Core 2 Duo processor.
Talk about the problems you're having with it.
Yeah, the hell with this.
Core 2 Duo.
Yeah. You talked about that last 2 weeks.
Two gigs of double data rate.
You should have waited and gone for an AMD compatible motherboard with the AMD, you know, Duo chipsets.
No.
Yeah, you should have.
Well, I didn't.
Clearly. Oh, but we crashed your machine.
Oh. We did?
Oh, well, at least it worked.
Oh, I think I stopped the recording. How did I stop the recording?
Even the computer got bored with that.
Well, this is still going.
What is that, the IceCast?
That's the IceCast, and it's recording.
Oh.
Oh, God bless. So we haven't lost that 3 minutes of...
I don't know if we're just now recording
radio
over
Radio Go.
We're now recording over it, yeah.
How the hell with it, then?
You broke it.
I've
That's the last time you get to show flair on this show.
Well, anyway, so it's got all this stuff.
No,
I picked up a used Western Digital Raptor 10K drive.
Oh yeah, mine's a Tyrannosaurus.
Well, you're a dick. and so I got this PCI Express. RAID, SATA controller that I can't for the life of me load the fuck drivers on during XP setup, so I can't get past the very beginning of XP setup.
You suck.
Yeah, and I also got, you know what, I'm almost embarrassed to say this, that I picked up a copy of XP 64-bit, and the drivers don't work for that either.
Legally, you picked up a copy of 64-bit XP.
Legal enough.
Legalish?
I bought it. It's not great.
Pull up the truck.
I wonder if the screwish midgets are at war with the legalish cats.
The legalese. Yeah. Anyway, so look, my piece of flair is a little shitty.
You know,
but at least you talked about it for a long time. Yeah.
Well, Dan's supposedly on the bench this week. You ought to just give it to him and say, here, fix this. He's on the bench this week.
I'm not doing that.
Why not?
Because I'm going to take care of it.
You got work to do, though.
No. All right. It's mine, and I'm going to fix it.
And then he's going to tell us about it.
So that's my new that Dory picked up a jigsaw.
Oh,
a
awesome.
Handheld jigsaw.
Really? Can I borrow that?
Gonna make some
after
puzzles?
You help me use it later.
Jigsaw. Okay.
I gotta take half an inch off the bottom of a door.
Oh, no problem.
Oh, that's not the right tool.
It's not the right tool?
You want a planer? Circular saw.
Well, not if the... Is the door still mounted on where it is? Or
no.
Is the door still solid?
Oh, yeah, you need a circular saw.
Well, I don't have one.
I have one. You should have told me. I would have brought it.
Huh? You don't think the jigsaw can make it?
After an hour.
The door, like, something like that thick.
Oh, your blade's going to wander.
Yeah, you're not going to get a straight cut.
Oh,
it's going to be
see.
At the bottom.
That doesn't mean that it doesn't need to be a quality
cut. How bad is
it
going to wander? I've been cutting things with it for a while. It hasn't wandered all that much.
I'm just saying, circular saw is the right tool.
I have one. I'll bring it.
What about a bandsaw?
But I don't...
Why was it banned?
Table saw?
I don't want to wait.
Table saw would do the trick if you could shove a door through it.
I'm very upset now. Nobody likes my computer, and nobody likes my jigsaw, and nobody likes anything.
We love
like
your
jigsaw.
Big black monolith.
Monolith. So, yeah, it's got some issues.
I'm upset that I have a URL that's not loading here.
Well, anyway.
The internet's been broken today for me.
WhatWouldJesusDownload.com
has a
link to Christian Ubuntu.
Christian Ubuntu?
Yeah.
Ubuntu.
It's got like Dan's Guardian building, so you can block Satan from the kids and stuff.
I like that.
Does anybody remember Satan?
Leo put it in
the
church lady?
No, the software product.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
It's an IP packet inspector or something
like
that.
Yeah, it was the precursor to
Serial or whatever?
Nessus and...
Oh, yeah.
Agios. What was the other one? Snork? No.
Snort. Sounds right.
Snort, yeah. Snort.
What the fuck are you guys talking
about? Satan was
my
a network.
My piece of flair you guys don't like, but you guys are going to argue gonna
about
Smurfs
Satan.
And Snorks and shit.
Did you know
Snorks
Smurf was a Belgian invention? And they were
what,
originally
the
called Strumpfs?
They were Dutch.
It's like the Legos.
It's Dutch. Right? Peyo. P-E-Y-O. Dutch.
Belgian.
Dutch.
Belgian.
Damn it. Now we have to settle this. I'm going to the Wikipedia.
The museum is in Brussels. The comic
strip museum. That doesn't
mean museum.
Shit, man.
Speaking of TV, I spent some time today on Lostpedia.com trying to catch up on all the non-TV stuff that I'm going to have to know when Lost starts up again. Yeah, you don't care about that either.
The Strumps in French are a fictional group of small sky blue creatures who live somewhere in the forest of Europe. The Belgian cartoonist.
Booyah, baby.
Introduced to the world,
right,
but
here.
English speakers perhaps know them best through the animated blah, blah.
La,
clearly,
la,
I'm going
la,
to have to edit
la, la, la,
this Wikipedia page.
Oh, you will be stomped by the censors.
I will edit
by the Smurf. The Smurf gang.
Hefty Smurf will be beating up on your
ass. It says right here, Peo
Stumpf.
Smurf was first used in Dutch. So,
well, Smurf,
so
the word
Smurf,
was. But
the Smurfs are Dutch.
No.
The Strumpfs are Belgian.
Strumpf.
Strumpf.
So I think we both win.
Wrong.
I think you both lose.
You lose. Fuck you. Okay, so anyway.
We had a gay contest and it came out a tie.
That's not nice.
No, it's not.
All right.
Apologize.
So
gays, not
where are
guys.
We? Who's got free? What do we got? Oh, you want to do the bare metal question of the week, or what do you want to do?
Yeah, we can do that.
Yeah, let's bear it up.
Let's bear it out. Tim Wurzel.
Let's go bear.
Bare metal. All right. Yes, it's back. The bare metal question of the week. Somehow over the last month, I haven't written into the show, and I have yet to even listen to the past few backlogged episodes, but you haven't missed much. However, I vow to get back to weekly bizarre tech questions, so without further ado, spelled like Freddy Adu, here are some. We recently upgraded computers here at work to custom-built machines from XII Computers. They specialize in building CAD machines. We're now running Windows XP Professional with Athlon processors and NVIDIA graphics cards. My machine, however, has randomly three times restarted. Once while I was logging in the first time, once while I was loading AutoCAD, and once while I was loading Microsoft Outlook. Neither myself nor our tech support can figure out what is causing this. The event viewer never shows errors either at the times. Nothing in the event viewer. Any thoughts? And Matt, right off the bat, said, I guess memory, you can
I thought
try.
The rule, I don't know if you're allowed to respond. Are you allowed to respond?
Oh. Well, I think I agree 100%.
That's disqualified.
I agree 100%
that's a
foot with,
damn.
With A, I agree 100% with Russ, that Matt should not respond by email. These are,
I save it for the show.
I'm just kidding. You can respond by email. I agree
unless
with
I'm
you,
not
going to
be here, then
Matt
I
says mem test.
I think hardware, definitely. There's no software.
I think that's the easiest thing to check first is, run the mem test and see if you get any errors at all. And if you do, it's probably what's causing it. Yes.
Crab black.
Oh,
my first thought was video card, but it's definitely some kind of hardware issue. I would
could
say 100%.
Could be
my reputation.
The reason I'm not going to go with the video card on this one is that it is also spontaneously rebooted just that initial logon. And if you can get to the logon screen and
it's not pushing the video card,
it's not
there?
Pushing the video card. Yeah, the end of the card.
You still have a badly seated thing or video memory. I don't know anything about that stuff because I never used.
Oh, what did you call it last week? The Atari cartridge trick.
Yeah, you got to blow on it.
Take a rubber eraser to it.
But I mean, this is a brand new PC. So
yeah.
Yeah,
maybe you should call the guys at XII.
Well, did you? You got to read the rest of the message.
That's the thing. It's
the
hardware.
I read the whole
so
message.
No,
the guys
my
built
response.
It up need to fix that.
There's more? Next time you upgrade, ask Herb to build you the PCs and go with ATI graphics cards. Well, I disagree with both of those statements. I would not have Herb build you the PCs because he can't even get his to boot.
You're making a monster server array. That's
yeah,
the same
that's
as
different.
A CAD machine.
We're ultimately confident that you could build business PCs.
Robot, did you know?
There's almost no point.
Coming out next year.
They might not work during the Jewish holidays, though.
Well, I put in the Yom Kippur chip, which doesn't allow power to the rest of the motherboard during the high holy day of Gom
Jabbar.
Of Gom Jabbar, yes. God, Gom Jabbar, for Christ's sake.
Anyway, back to where
look,
we started.
Tim, here's the dealio. You got to run mem test first and make sure your memory isn't hosed. It could easily be a bad stick of memory. If that comes up clean, and I'd say let it run for about 10 minutes. If that comes up clean with no errors...
Doesn't it just... What do you mean let it run for 10 minutes?
Oh, because it runs multiple passes of...
Why not just let it complete?
Because it takes forever.
Do it overnight.
I think once you get past about the first three or four passes, and it's, you have no errors, the memory's good.
What if it restarts while you're running mem test?
Then you've got... Series.
Then it's probably a memory.
Then you want to do them one at a time.
Definitely RAM.
You want to pull them all out but one and test slots and.
Yeah.
And
I mean, I was definitely.
If you want to do this stuff, I say
I was definitely having a
people
big
who built
memory.
This thing need to take care of it.
Yeah, no doubt. Bring the people that built the damn thing back and say it doesn't work.
It's almost certainly a hardware issue. The fact that it's doing it at random times, and completely shutting down, so you get no.
Yeah,
event.
It's
your
not
stuff.
An
it's
OS crash. If it was an OS crash, 9 times out of 10, it'd give you an event of some sort.
Right. What about power supply? What about
would be power
what
supply?
About ugly or dirty power?
All I know is it's hardware.
Possibly.
Dirty power is easy
dirty
to test
power?
On your own.
Is the machine on a UPS unit? And if not, put it on one and see if you get any more problems.
That doesn't necessarily do anything, though.
No?
Well, no. As your
dirty power?
Wasn't it Larson who was talking about the quality of power that comes out of those
UPSs?
The
other machines are all fine.
That's
they just
true.
Built a whole bunch of new ones.
Yeah.
What, Russ?
The other machines that were built up are fine, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, how come you got the lousy one?
Yeah, really. Run the mem test. If that comes up clean, try reseeding all the cards and things inside.
Mm-hmm.
If
that doesn't work...
Make sure the heat sink on your processor is down and firm. You know, if it's not touching, it could causing a little overheat thing that happens every now and then.
The heating problem would be...
pretty regular, though.
Pretty regular, yeah.
So, I don't know.
Yeah, but ultimately, the guys who built you the PC are responsible, so you shouldn't have to spend any money on
Tim's
this.
Tim's not listening to our stream.
I know he's not.
That's all right, he'll pick it up.
You can see the statistic relays right here.
Statistic?
This graph shows you number of listeners.
And it's zero.
It's off the top of the scale.
The top of the scale is 3 listeners.
No.
This is current 0, peak 1, and that was when I test listened.
Peak 1.
So I would start by the RAM. That's the easiest thing to test.
I wouldn't touch
it. If that
all
comes up clean, try reseeding everything, and if you still get those problems, call the manufacturer.
The XIIs.
Yeah. Now we also have another question. Do we not? An in-law question?
Yes, I think.
Well, I don't think all of us saw that. I think just you see that.
I saw that.
My in-laws asked me to figure out. Okay, this is Mike from Menor.
Remember him?
Yes, of course. My in-laws asked me to figure out if Zone Alarm System Mechanic version 6 is any good. Is this some kind of utility program from the makers of Zone Alarm? I think it does disk defragmentation, spyware removal, and other stuff. Is it good or is it whack? Well, this is hard to say.
First of all, Zone Alarm is a reputable vendor.
They're
a good player in the firewall market.
Their products work. However, I know that Zone Alarm can be a little invasive and a little quirky to configure.
Well, any firewall is invasive. I think it's probably one of the easier ones to configure. My parents have it. They work with it. It pops up shit all the time, but that's kind of good, and they don't tell it to stop doing that because that's safer. But that's firewall. I have not used System Mechanic at all.
I'm looking it up right now.
I'm tempted to say don't pay for it because you can get most of these utilities for free. If it comes with some package you bought of Zone Alarm, maybe you're
all right. An article by Ramon G. McLeod.
Yeah, another reputable vendor.
There can only be one.
Yes. System Mechanic. This is from PC World.
Ramon?
System Mechanic bounces back with version 6. Nicely priced utility software cleans and optimizes your PC.
That nice price better be zero.
Now, editor's note, PC World has received a number of complaints and problem reports about this product. None of the problems reported to us were found during the testing of this software by the author who tested it extensively on a PC with Windows XP Service Pack 1.
It might be an old review.
In April.
Ooh.
Loser.
What the fuck?
Yeah, let's put a big stamp of disapproval
maybe a lot of
on this product.
Using it are not using SP2, though, because they don't want firewall or whatever.
Now, Zone
that's
Alarm is saying that it's Iolo software, Iolo Technologies.
They bought
they do it. Zone Alarm, too?
I don't
know. I
don't know.
Well, $50, and you get clutter...
No. The Gestapo says 9.
Well, you got an all-in-one PC Total Care tool.
No. 9. It's not even worth reading.
Hey, by the way,
Russ nailed it in the first 2 seconds.
Well, when don't I?
Yeah, but here's the problem, okay? Here's the problem. Most folks, wouldn't know where to start. They wouldn't know what to look for. That's why these products sell. Because, you know, Ma and Pa Kettle don't know where to go to find free software packages. And the ones they do download...
You got this here handbill that says...
The ones that pop up on a webpage that says, your system has spyware. Click here to clean it. And next thing you know, they've got a million pieces of spyware because the spyware cleaner downloaded a bunch of spyware.
All right, well...
the irony.
In this case, then, we should fulfill the duty of, you know, pointing out those websites where... In fact, we do this all the time. You can look through past show notes and find out what free software that does this kind of stuff that we like.
You know what?
You can.
Do you guys,
I have a more generic question. He's done it.
Do you guys do anything special with Defrag? Do you just use Windows Defrag?
I use Windows Defrag. And
do you know that there's
I barely
a resource
ever
you can do it all from command line?
Yep.
I defrag every night.
Yep.
Why bother?
So otherwise I don't remember to do it.
Yeah.
But
it's easy to schedule.
You schedule it for every night.
With today's, you know...
With an 80 gig hard drive?
No, NTFS still isn't. It doesn't keep itself from becoming fragmented.
I'm not saying it doesn't, but the performance gains are not even. They don't. They're nothing. Like I do it like twice a year, you'll be fine.
Yeah, I have to agree with that.
I generally don't, but I figured, hey, I saw this tip on how to do it every day, and if you look, my hard drive's clean as a whistle right now. It's nice, just always good.
Fabulous.
Not bad.
All right.
I like the convenience of not having to remember to do it.
Mm-hmm.
That's nice.
So I'm going
to
side with Russ on that.
By the way, I've got myself
a
little...
You don't programs to do defrag anymore, dude.
Interesting.
You do not.
You don't.
You can run anything you want with defrag these days.
No way.
It just won't do the files that are open.
Or your swap file.
It won't ever do your swap file. You got to turn the machine off or minimize your swap file. Is that how you defrag?
Well,
you
should
fragment a swap file.
When you create the system, you should set your swap file to be a specific size, and then it will always be defragmented.
Yes.
So there's another corollary to that, BootVist, which will let, or supposedly XP does this on its own a little bit too, moves all your booting files up to the front of the disk, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
That I have seen makes some difference. If
I
ran
did
BootVist.
That once, remember?
Yeah, I did too.
BootViz.
Yeah. It's a Microsoft application that it discontinued, but you can still find it out in the interwebs.
And what does it do?
It moves important boot files, things it needs first, to the front of the disk.
And that really helps?
What?
Really?
Oh, yeah. In fact, supposedly it's built into XP now, and it does that on its own as it runs.
Okay.
But,
let me ask you guys, I had a little tech issue that a client of mine wants to have a program. It's actually a terminal emulator running all the time on a computer under his desk, and he'll have a separate monitor for it. And he's using it kind of as a sort of a workaround to get notifications of things. They have to use a terminal emulator to get messages from a provider that they use.
What do you mean terminal emulator?
Like 3270
emulator. Like Reflection X has one.
Like Putty.
Putty.
Yeah, but yeah, something like that.
Okay.
Exactly. So this is 3270, and what it is there's like a queue that they want to look at, and when something enters the queue, they need to act on it. Okay? But the queue doesn't refresh itself on the screen.
Okay.
So in other words, they have to like manually refresh the thing to see if anything's in the queue. So what ends up happening is that there's often a longer delay than they would like between something entering the queue and them reacting to it.
Okay.
Yeah.
The way that you refresh is by hitting the F6 key.
Okay.
So the question is how can they get this computer to press F6 every 10 seconds?
Russ?
Terminal emulators are scriptable.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Putty, in fact, as I mentioned earlier, that you could even script to, like, screen scrape and send stuff to you elsewise. But
Putty is scriptable?
I believe so. Macros, dude. Macros.
Yeah.
Just,
how do you do a macro in Putty?
You have to read the help file.
Yeah, I don't know off the top of my head.
But, I don't want to do that.
Is F6 a ASCII command, though? I mean, is there
all
code
of
for
the
it?
Keys are mass.
That's what I figured.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
So what?
You're going to have to read the manual, dude.
Yeah. RTFM.
Ah. I know what this is.
Splinter?
It's sap. Yes, there's sap on my natural pine shelf.
Damn you, IKEA.
It's because you haven't sealed it.
We're not gonna.
Or painted it. Well, then it's going to breathe.
Poppy, you want some sap? Is sap bad for you?
I can't be able to help it.
Okay.
Bless you.
Are you sneezing because of sap?
I don't know.
Warren?
He must have.
Speaking of that, fantasy's coming up.
Oh, my draft is...
On Monday, I just signed up for some NFL.com league that was public and did a draft for practice.
Oh, good.
And I plan to abandon it. It's the Steelers fans league, so I figured, God, I'll fuck them over.
You just keep taking all the Steelers way ahead of time?
I did a legal draft, but when I drop out of their league, they'll be very upset.
Why did this asshole take Roethlisberger in the first round? Can I have one of those beers?
Yeah. Here's to you, Mr. Fantasy Football Manager guy.
Yes, I love
Fantasy Football. My draft and my pay league is Sunday.
So let me know how it goes. Mine's Wednesday, and then another one on Sunday after that.
Yeah, I'm a little worried about this year, actually. But I'm looking at some teams. Like I'm thinking from an offensive standpoint.
Single running backs are really becoming rare.
From
my
an
problem.
Offensive standpoint, though, I'm thinking that there's a few teams I think that are going to just be putting up monster points this year. And I'm thinking
like the Browns,
like Indianapolis, obviously.
You think without Edge, no
Seattle.
Change, no breaking the stride for Indianapolis.
In fact, I think Manning might be a better pick this year than
because he has to throw more.
Because he might have
I was thinking
more.
The same for Reggie Wayne being a better pick this
yeah.
year, a little higher.
Not that Manning wasn't like the he was my number one.
Some
pick,
people are scared to put him number four.
I picked him number one in our league last year because
Holy
of the
crap.
Scoring system.
You felt that worked out for you?
It did not work out because 2 years ago we had a massive season.
What's your scoring?
Well, the scoring was all screwed up and it was giving too many points to the quarterbacks. But because of the way it was working was that Peyton Manning, I drafted by like differential. Matt is asleep. Matt, you don't care about fantasy football.
Dude, I love football, but I do not even have the fantasy football manager skills because I just don't care enough about the stats.
Indianapolis and Seattle, I think, are going to score a ton of points. But
Seattle,
watch out for Dallas.
Dallas
is going to score
a
ton of points.
Yeah.
I think they've got a nice receiver core, a big-time tight end, and a good running game. And a quarterback who just likes to stand back there and throw the ball.
I heard Romo might be threatening
I don't know.
Bledsoe, though. Yeah, I don't
think he's having a really good preseason, but I don't think so. But he'll be a nice backup.
Yeah, sure.
But then they got Terrell Owens. They got T.O.
Yay or nay on Clinton Portis?
He's hurt.
Yeah.
How long?
Hurt his shoulder.
How many games?
That one.
I don't know, but people are
I think only one or two.
High anyway. So
I took him in that Steelers family.
You know, maybe because of the injury,
but he was my best
shot. Steal him. In like the second or third round.
I had
round.
Him. I was the last pick in the first round because I signed up late, I guess. And I got him. Yep.
Well, that might work out for you as the last pick in the first round.
I'm not going to play this league, so it doesn't matter to me.
Well, you know, maybe you'll win.
That'd be funny.
That'd be pretty good. The guy who never participates, doesn't answer, doesn't post any messages.
Never changes his lineup.
Never changes his
even bye weeks.
Yeah.
Anyway, that guy.
Okay. So maybe we should stop talking about fantasy football.
No way.
Matt's a little upset.
I'm not upset. In fact, I'm learning things.
Clearly,
it's
clearly
just I never really.
Did we come to a resolution about system mechanics 6?
We said it's crap.
There's other stuff out there. We talked about some other defrag options built into Windows.
I'm not going to say that it's crap because if it does what it claims it does with one click of the button, and keeps your PC running pretty good. You know that's. You know, hey, look,
that ain't worth $50.
Yeah, that's my problem.
Well, they have to call
me. If you have it already.
It would have paid for it. Would have paid for itself otherwise. And what is $50 when you can sit? What is the value of peace of mind? Certainly $50.
I bet you it's more invasive. These are good brownies, Drew.
Thanks, Russ.
They're definitely good brownies.
I'm tweaking the recipe, so if you have feedback, be honest.
Stargate SG-1 is canceled?
Canceled. Well, I don't know if I've admitted this before, but I've seen every episode of that show.
That's
Shut
awesome.
The fuck up.
That is awesome.
Fuck you. You have not.
It's okay, so here's how it went down.
Episodes.
To define myself. It went into syndication at some point.
Yeah.
I never had Showtime. It was originally on Showtime for 5 years, and then Sci-Fi took it over. So sometime when it was still on Showtime, it went into syndication, and I caught an episode on regular Saturday afternoon TV. and it was really funny. So, but I didn't understand. It was hilarious. I didn't understand a lot of the shit that was going on in the longer story arcs. So it was in Netflix at the time, and I Netflixed the first three seasons or whatever to catch up. Those pretty much blew. Seasons 4 or 5 were really funny and really well written, and I've been unable to stop watching it since. So,
now you can't.
I was trapped. It was terrible. So they just had their 200th episode this last week, which referenced a lot of the stuff.
The fucking spinoff stays.
Atlantis.
Well, Richard Dean Anderson left Stargate, and it really blew once that happened. So
now
it's welcome to leave. I actually wish they'd both leave because I kind of can't stop.
Was he a MacGyver-like character in the Stargate?
No, he's more of a.
Did he make like a phaser out of?
No,
rubber band.
Not the least.
They did say, however, that it was the longest running sci-fi
show.
Period.
More episodes than Buck Rogers?
Episodes than Buck Rogers and Star Trek. Amazing.
Fuck. Mozilla developers invited to Redmond?
Yeah, I didn't read that one.
They invited four Mozilla developers to spend 4 days with Microsoft's Vista Readiness ISV team.
Yeah, here's my problem with this. Developers from an open source product might be really inclined to go do that and spread the love. Something that Microsoft would never reciprocate with.
Yeah.
Bastards. But hey, what do you know?
You mean that no IE developers are going to go to
Linux hot house? they don't share information very well.
I see.
They're better at it. I should say that. 90s Microsoft and today's Microsoft are different creatures, but still.
Yeah.
What do you think of e-passports?
Nine.
The United States has placed an order for millions of embedded IC chips, and they will carry an encrypted digital photograph of the passport holder. The chip is designed to be read by a special device that will be used by U.S. government workers who check passports.
So what is actually embedded on the chip, though, is your picture. That's it.
Well, I don't know
Which is pretty interesting. I think that might be a good solution for people.
Why?
Because that way, if somebody has a reader walking by you, that was a big worry for these RFID things. Someone just walking by, you can grab whatever information is being advertised or published that way.
But what's the value of adding an RFID chip just to hold your picture rather than just putting your picture on?
Isn't that RFID?
Because haven't you ever seen like in Ronin where they cut out the thing, they take your picture in the little photo booth, and you go, use the X-Acto knife, and you lift it up.
Do you have a current passport?
Yeah,
I do.
They don't have.
So have it right here if you want to see it.
I don't know. I want to see if it's current.
Yeah, it's current.
No, I mean like.
Actually, shit.
When did you get it?
99.
Oh, all right. Yours is an old one then.
Fuck you.
I'm telling you, yours is an old because you got about the same time I got mine.
You. I look like a terrorist though.
Yeah, yours still has the.
Oh my God, run!
They don't. Dude, they don't look like this anymore. The picture isn't just under a piece of laminate. The picture is actually digitally printed onto the paper. There's no way you can just cut around it and do that kind of forgery
anymore.
People
can do that, though, I'm sure.
Not anymore.
With X-Acto knives?
Seriously.
Just come on.
I got to renew mine this next year, so I'll show you next year.
You're Blade of Wander.
And Drew doesn't travel, so he doesn't have a passport.
So, better question why I have this with me, but...
Mine's in my car.
Court appearance?
Yes. No, actually, I just keep with me when I was traveling and flying and shit. I don't know why. There you go.
You need it to go to Canada.
I wanted to jump back. I don't know if we cover that adequately. But I found a cool link today. 150 top Microsoft free downloads.
150 of them?
150.
Yeah, I put Power Toys up there.
They kind of list them separately. One of my favorites, Open Command Window here.
Yeah, beautiful. I love
that. That is the best
Open
tool
Command
ever.
Window here.
Yes.
Is so magnificent.
And I think these things are an example of why Microsoft's a different creature now. There's so much more you can, they let you do and let you get behind the scenes and do this kind of thing. And
did you guys see the text alert?
Folder Share, which they bought, is on the list.
Folder Share?
Yeah, Share was one of those things you can... I think essentially it communicates with a server somewhere and puts an index of your files up there. It might even allow you to get into your machine.
I don't remember.
But it's totally
that
free now. I downloaded and used it. There were a bunch out there. I forget if it's more like Google Desktop or if it's actually a share thing where you can empower other people to get into a machine and... Just get, it's not like a go to my PC, but rather just a file browsing kind of thing.
So what were the top 10?
It's not actually listed that way.
Oh.
It's just a list of 150. Virtual Desktop Manager, which I tried to use. Even on Linux, I don't use Virtual Desktop very well or often.
I use them all the time on Linux.
Does it really work well for you? You just got your fun and then your work and maybe a different work project you're doing at the same time?
Yeah, it's an easy way for me to logically, you know, separate things.
I thought it would work that way for me. Didn't work. Didn't fit my workflow somehow. How about, they have different Alt-Tab things in PowerToys. I'd never like those. The Alt-Tab actually brings up a little screenshot of what the other applications are.
The whole thing, yeah.
Yeah. I feel like when I first installed it, it slowed my system down, I think. But now I have a more beefy system.
That's okay, just defrag.
ClearType Tuner. ClearType Tuner for someone, I would so use that if I wasn't a web developer. Because it makes all your type look so smooth and beautiful.
Isn't that built into to Windows now, though?
Partially, but this extends it, and it's got all this stuff for LCD screens. Or makes it all pretty. It's for laptops, yeah.
I might have to go look at that one, all right.
It'll be in the show notes.
Yeah, there's a ton of stuff in here. I don't know
why. Wow, what's the Irv looking at?
Well, I just got invited to Playmate Paradise.
All right, let's go.
I think I have to pay, though, to get
ISO
it.
ISO Recorder Power Toys. You can create your own ISOs.
ISOs, yeah, that's nice.
Usually, especially now I'm playing with VMware, and you can mount ISOs directly. Cool. I don't know what else. We got lots of stuff in here, though.
Oh, yeah. No, that's
mount ISOs virtually in Windows.
Yeah, you can do that. There's a little... There's definitely a thing to... Microsoft does have a virtual CD thing. Yeah, it's a little clunky, though, to use it.
SyncToy, which supposedly does really cool RoboCopy kind of R-Sync
RoboCopy
kind of stuff.
Is a solid utility.
That's true. That comes with the resource kit.
Resource kit, yeah.
Virtual PC is listed here.
That's not a free download.
Yeah, this it was a free demo when it first was advertised. At the same time, VMware's player was and then it became completely free at some point.
Oh, all
right. WinNT IP config. You guys use that?
Yep.
That's a nice little graphical.
Yep.
IP config
WinIP
thing.
Config.
Yeah. Bootvis is listed. A lot of cool stuff.
Well, to go along with what Russ is talking about.
Oh, it's a memory diagnostic.
Yeah, Microsoft has its own memtest thing.
Port reporter.
To go along with that, TechSupportAlert.com has a frequently updated best this and best that lists, and this one is the 46 best ever freeware utilities, and it's all done in categories. And it looks like there's also an extension, best this and best, like best free PDF writer and best free info viewer and best free spell checker and best free, you know, Outlook add-in and best free CD ripper and this, that, and the other.
Didn't Adobe finally release the PDF writer driver for free?
I don't know.
I use a product called Primo PDF, which does it.
PDF $9.95 for like $9.95, you can get like a full-fledged PDF writer. And
Primo PDF does a pretty full thing. Mm-hmm. Actually, that's just the print driver thing.
Yeah,
the editor.
Exactly.
Yeah, Adobe made a huge mistake making that a free download.
Drew's looking at porn over here.
Foxit Reader.
Are you turned on right now? Do you have an election?
Foxit Reader. If you ever have a
You're having an election over there?
What are you guys doing?
He's looking at porn next to me. It's kind of weirded me out. I look over and he's scrolling through porn.
I'd say don't do that because you're gonna screw up our listeners.
Mentally.
But there are.
We have none.
Foxit Reader. If you ever have a client with an old computer.
Oh, no. I've installed that first thing on my kick-ass machine.
Well, I'm just saying.
Adobe is a pain in the ass.
Yeah. Well, Foxit Reader works pretty good. Doesn't do. Everything
I'm with you. I've had a couple times been a problem, but
most of the time
it's a one executable. It's quick. It loads. Doesn't go into a window.
Oh yeah.
Not a plugin. You'd have to do some tweaks in Firefox to make it use it and abandon the Adobe plugin, but it's not tough.
An old machine, it saves the fucking day.
It doesn't have an installer, which is a little bit of a pita.
Well, when you launch it for the first time, you just go into the options
and if you'll put it where you need it, which is probably in program files, a lot of people might not know to go do that.
Bless you.
I installed three things right away on every single machine.
What are those?
Primo PDF, Foxit Reader, and 7-Zip.
Yeah, that's good. Hey, let's do that. First three things you install on a new Windows PC.
Not including Windows Update shit.
Well, yeah. I mean, just like first three third-party software things.
Wait.
I'm down with 7-Zip.
Is Mozilla on anybody's or on
Mozilla
your personal
number 4 for me.
I think this could be anybody.
Actually, I guess it goes in before this.
Okay, answer it any way you want. I'm going to say, like, this is, I don't know. Like, it's not a third-party thing, but the Microsoft anti-spyware I use. If it's XP.
Well, do your list. Do your list of three things.
Well, I think the Microsoft Defender is one of the things.
Really?
I know it's not third-party, but it's an extra.
On my machines, I've taken to not using virus or spyware. I think if you're relatively smart, you're okay.
I think you're nuts. Because you accidental, you know, website that you're not paying attention, it can nail you.
You got to be a good user. You can't be just anybody.
All right, so that's your first three.
Microsoft Defender.
But if you really worry about resources, zip. Those things running in the background all the time kill
Microsoft
me.
Microsoft Defender, 7-Zip, and probably. Possibly SpyBot, just because of the...
Two of your top three are spyware,
well,
malware
defenders? Just because of the immunization thing that it does. I don't use the T-Timer, which blocks, like, you know, registry
real time
changes and
oh.
stuff. I only do it because of the... because it
Let's
of
do
the
functionality,
of the
though, and not,
thing.
Not defense.
The immunization thing does, like, you know, blocks, like, 11,000 websites.
Those
you
are very valuable, but,
blocks them, but...
Ignoring defending both of those. Throw those out. Just functionality.
7-Zip is good.
You either hate or need an addition.
7-Zip is good. These days, it's OpenOffice.
I installed it on one of my VMs. It is nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
it's
nice.
Pretty good, but you know what?
It's not perfect,
I've had
nice.
To install Access.
Oh, I've never done Access.
OpenOffice has a database now.
Yeah, but I don't think it can
not
manipulate
so
Access files natively. Like it can do Word files.
Yeah, I don't know if it can.
I think you have to either convert them or...
Right.
I don't know. And,
TextPad?
OpenOffice.
What?
TextPad.
Yeah,
definitely
TextPad
in my top
is good. 10. TextPad is good. Yeah, I love
not
it.
Not a real free, good free option for that. I would prefer to use a free one.
I used to use a program called EditPad, and it used to be postcardware.
I used to know
but they went
Note
to
Tab.
Nothing wrong with
NoteTab was a good one.
Nagware's cool, and I get nagged by it, and I really mean to buy it. I'm just thinking if there's a way to do it for totally free. It's
well, one of the ways I do it is use the old Noteworthy license that I kept.
I can't believe you said that over there.
I'm just kidding.
That's a joke.
I'm joking. It's a joke. I don't have that.
I always pay my taxes.
Yes, of course.
Yeah, I guess mine are pretty lame then.
Of course, I drove.
Lame is fine. They work. What do they work for you? What are you installing?
I'm gonna lump these first two as the first one. It's Firefox and Thunderbird.
I have to say, Firefox is probably my number one.
Yeah, that's like
literally
the first
installed.
I'm actually this close to switching from Outlook to Thunderbird.
About damn time.
I have not installed Thunderbird, but I've also not used Outlook. All my places I go,
I
use Webmail.
Webmail.
I'm not using any native reader client. It's not perfect.
I can't do that. Because Gmail doesn't check third-party pop servers.
Oh.
Yeah.
I just forward all my mail to Gmail.
Right. Just forward it the other way.
Gmail gets every single address I've had since 1991.
I don't. Okay, that's pretty good. That might be a good idea.
All right. So we'll lump those as the first ones. After that, Java and then OpenOffice.
Java?
Because you can't have OpenOffice without Java.
Well, I just install Java when I download OpenOffice.
I consider that a DLL kind of layer thing. You don't have to count that.
Okay, so Mozilla, or Firefox, Thunderbird, OpenOffice, and then I use... it's actually kind of funny. The next thing I generally use is Secure CRT and Secure FX, the
really?
Program suite by Van Dyke Software for Terminal and FTP.
PuTTY is one of my top tens for sure.
Yeah.
Scriptable.
There you go.
There you go,
Irv. Yeah. So you have to pay for
you
it, though.
You
paid
for that, though.
Yeah,
like,
this is
go,
stuff.
Right?
I actually remember
you talking about that.
This is terrible. I own a license for that, and I've just... They only charge me like half price to do an upgrade every time, so it's like $9 every... 3 years or whatever.
I have a recent addition to my list. I documented everything I did in my new machine.
Yeah, I remember you saying that.
WinSCP and
uh-huh.
FileZilla.
See,
although FileZilla you can maybe get away without.
Yeah, the SecureFX program does all that stuff.
That's
as
nice.
Well. Yeah.
I really like WinSCP. That's free. That's a great piece of software for anything that uses SSH. You can then do file copies from.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my god, that's so useful.
Yeah.
Real VNC.
Irfan View. Is one of mine.
That's a good one.
Irfan,
you know,
View or Irfan.
Can we talk about, I have a question possibly for that.
Yeah.
My girlfriend is a journalist. She's working on a website, and she's having to upload some pictures now. She got herself a camera and everything. And so she's looking for something just to resize, crop, reformat. I said, here's our phone video. We installed it. She did a... She took a JPEG down to like 2K, and it looked kind of crappy, and she also needed to change the brightness on it. So I just took it into PaintShop Pro, which I actually paid for once upon a time and like to use, and did it in there real quick. But does EarthFoundView do all that stuff too? Do we just need to figure out how to do brightness and contrast?
EarthFoundView has an effects browser, and you can download a bunch of plugins for it too.
Oh.
So you can do brightness, you can do fine rotation.
Mostly I do screenshots with EarthFoundView, but she's working with these other things.
Well, give it a try, because it's really easy to do cropping.
Exactly, that's what I use it for.
It's really easy to do resizing and various things. It's not great, though. Some of its algorithms for doing resizing doesn't do a great job.
I suspect that was what happened in this JPEG.
It doesn't always open, like, you know, if you needed to work with an EPS or something, forget it.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Free.
EarthFoundView is free. It's a very nice program.
Well, I mean, we'd have to give the nod to the GIMP on that, but that might be a little bit too complex for us.
GIMP I should recommend, but I still haven't done it, because I tried to install on Windows. It will install on Windows, but it's a funky interface, and there was this Photoshop skin. It was actually a pretty aggressive theme, and I could not get GTK to install, and it was a big nightmare, and I just ended up giving up.
Fair enough.
Ooh. You guys really should check out this 46 best freeware, because they agree with a lot of the stuff we're saying, like EditPad,
right.
EarthFoundView, 7Zip.
Not TextPad, EditPad.
EditPad.
Oh, well,
yeah.
Send me the link for the show notes, Irv.
TechSupportAlert.com.
He's on GTalk.
I guess that's in my top 10, too, is Game, G-A-I-M.
Yeah, they talk about Game Shop.
Chilean.
Oh, no, not Game. I'm talking about the GIMP.
Oh, yeah.
GIMP.
Trillions in mine.
Yeah. I checked it out. I didn't... I like Game better.
I just chose one, and it seemed to work for me, so I have not liked the Game very well.
No, that's cool.
I know Trillion, I bought Pro so that I could do GTalk, which is just a Jabber-type client,
yep.
But it doesn't notice when buddies come in and out well, so I've given up on using it. Plus, my personal tend to be GTalk. My work tend to be Trillion. It's nice to pop into one without all of them.
Yeah, see, but Game could do...
You can do it in Trillion and adjust what logs in automatically.
Yeah, exactly. And the other thing, Google actually took the lead developer from the Game SourceForge project and hired him on.
All right, you convinced me. I will
give it a shot.
Have to give Game a shot.
It will require you to get GTK running.
I have not been able to use... Oh, fuck. I have not been able to use... this is my personal bitching. What's red in Trillion? I think it's Hotmail?
Oh, they just had to release a patch. MSN did something to their messenger feeds.
Other people at work use this, and it's fine for them.
Really?
And they use Trillion, and one guy even used Trillion, but for me, it's not working. I've tried everything. I reset. I've reinstalled. Anyway. Cheers, Drew.
Yeah, what's Drew's?
Well, we talked about some of them, but I've also been using the Flock browser. Flock.
Oh, what is that exactly? I've heard of it.
You can go to flock.com, and...
I want to spell that.
FLOCK.
Oh, like Flock.
Com. Yes.
Flock of Seagulls.
And it's a browser based on the Mozilla code base.
You no longer a Firefox man?
I never really was a Firefox person.
Drew's been a Mozilla Suite dude.
Yeah, I've been using Mozilla Suite.
I used to, man.
I'm using Flock, and it's got utilities to link into all your stuff, like your Flickr account and your Blogger account.
Interesting.
And
yeah, I knew it was a Flickr related thing.
You can do all your stuff, and then just you manage your accounts within the software, and then you just do your stuff and upload it to the online service. You can bookmark your favorites to your Delicious account, for example.
You can do that with Firefox extensions too, but
yes, I think it's all stuff you can do with Firefox extensions. But it's nice to have it all
kind of built in. And it's all very socially oriented.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Web 2.0.
Yes.
Wait a minute. Speaking of Web 2.0, didn't somebody try to trademark that today?
O'Reilly
did.
They made
up
the word. I mean, they started a conference called Web 2.0.
I just noticed that their one website is called O'Reilly Radar.
Yes.
MASH reference.
Yeah.
It's pretty funny.
So what else do you have? Flock? What else?
Well, we talked about TextPad.
Yeah.
I use Avast antivirus, although I don't know that it's one of the first things I put on. I don't know.
Media playing, any of that?
I download iTunes usually.
Oh, yeah, that's in my top 10.
QuickTime.
I'm trying to do Winamp and set it up to use my iPod and everything, but I haven't gotten around to really nailing that down yet.
I'm sorry, I had to snub Winamp when they went to like.
I went away from them a long time ago.
Yeah.
Because of their
horrible.
Terrible scrolling.
Oh, worse than that, it was. It
they decided scroll should mean something else than it does everywhere else, and that pisses me off so bad.
What does it mean in Winamp?
If you click on the scroll bar, what do you expect the scroll to do?
On the bar itself,
not
the on
slider.
The elevator or on the arrow?
Yeah.
I would expect it to page up or down, depending on whether you're above or
it
below.
It goes to where you click.
Oh. That's not too cool.
No. And if you click on the arrow, I think it pages down one instead of starting to incrementally slide.
Actually, I think I'd probably like that.
It's not a bad model. I'm not saying if that everything worked that way,
there
I'd be all right.
A preference.
But, man, it drives me batty when it works different than everything else on my machine.
Interesting.
I don't... I get used to it. I just know that in Winamp it does.
Yeah, I kind of did too, but that was only a minor annoyance, and then... I don't know. It's gotten better. I reinstalled it to try this iPod stuff, and it's a nice application now. Mm-hmm. They have a new skin. I used to hate that thing and try to look like a... Kind of still tries to look like a stereo, but it's not as aggressive about it. Audacity?
Yeah,
Audacity is good.
Yeah. I don't use it as much as I want
10,
to.
Though.
I used to use it.
Okay.
I still use it.
Anyone BitTorrenting?
Yeah, I use the BitTorrent client.
What client?
BitTorrent.
I use Azurius, which is another Java.
SpamBase, if you still use Outlook. SpamBase and IntraVenues.
Yeah. But we don't use Outlook. So
fuck.
TrueCrypt.
Yeah,
really cool.
No, I guess I generally install the Cygwin OpenSSH and all that kind of fun stuff. And
Cygwin's a good thing.
From that, get to OpenPGP.
Also, Vice and MAME.
Yeah, Vice and MAME.
Vice and MAME.
Eventually.
Those I don't even know what you're talking about.
Vice is the Commodore 64 emulator, and MAME is the arcade.
I still play no games. Although I just, because Howard Stern's been talking about being on ICC the last couple weeks. The International Chess Center computer or something. Yeah. I downloaded something from there, and I've been playing chess online the last couple of days.
Chess. Which
I am really terrible. I'm much better in person than...
Do you know that...
It's actually talks to the... I'm playing other people.
Yeah, no, I understand that, but...
Blitz, I think, is what they told me to download.
Do you know that at the Fox and Hound, I beat Eric Jurgen in checkers without losing a piece?
Nice.
You know that kid's been known to be high. I'm not. That may be slanderous. Put that on the internet.
He's still a pretty bright guy. I didn't lose a single. Piece.
How do that? That sounds like a feat, but really, it just seems like he has been remarkably dumb.
Well, and I haven't played. I hadn't played checkers since I was a youth.
I mean, you can't do that without them screwing up royally, can you? Or did you just?
I just
dominated.
I just steadfastly refused. To make any move that would put a piece at risk. Until finally, I think he just
started
ran out of patience, put a piece at risk, and I took it. But the way that I took it didn't
risk.
Put my piece at risk. I wouldn't even jump any of his pieces if it put the piece I jumped with at risk. And finally, an opportunity arose to do it. I took his piece.
That's remarkable.
I wasn't at risk. and then I moved everything back again. And then he did it again.
Can you move backwards?
You can't move backwards.
Well, no, I mean, I moved things like, you know, up and over and moved everything, you know,
supported
back
pieces
behind
and
it.
All right.
Kind of funny. You know what? No, I think I might have cheated. I didn't move backwards. I didn't fucking move backwards. All right, what do you want to
wrap
up?
We should probably
wrap
it up.
All right, we'll wrap it up.
Okay.
Anything else? Did we cover everything? We got the pieces of Flair. We got the free software. We got the bare metal question. We got the YouTube. We got the in-law question. We got the free software. We got the pieces of
links
Flair.
That were cool.
We got
the news. I mentioned the Christian Ubuntu.
Yeah, we got Matt's Dark Matter.
Compressing CSS. We could do that for some other time.
Compressing CSS.
Somebody, there's a bunch of things that will compress your CSS, and I wondered how you did that, but really it just removes white space. Makes it unreadable.
Yeah.
Oh, awesome. Cool. All right, so anything else? No? Yes? Maybe? No?
Let's close it up. We can talk about everything else.
All right, well, thank you very much for not listening, and we will...
See you next week, maybe.
See you next week, maybe.
Woo!
Okay, take care, everybody.
You get all those pimps together, it was live.